good first day in pads. You know, we got third down was really the emphasis today. Obviously, we did some other down and distance. We kind of did a what we call a move the ball at the end of practice, where we try to get everybody off to the sideline and get the coordinators off to the side and just kind of let things unfold. And so we'll take a look at the tape. I thought, obviously, as you know firsthand, it was hot out there. But I thought our guys, for the first time, it was a good practice. But we'll take a look at the tape here shortly.
Joe, there's always concern, obviously, when a player can't get reps because he gets hurt. Would there be particular concern with Koa because he's adjusting to a new spot and he needs all the reps he can get?
Well, you always want, like I've said many times, Barry, I mean, you want, when you schedule a practice, you're looking for full participation from every single player. So, you know, we want all our players to, when they're healthy and able to fully participate, and we'll see how things go.
Does Koa need those reps, though?
Well, everybody needs reps. You know, there hasn't been, I don't know if there's a guy in a team that's worked harder since April 21st has come around in terms of, you know, learning things and studying the game and putting in extra time. So we'll see.
Joe, in terms of the offensive line today in pads, what were you hoping, looking to see out of that group?
We talked to the team in general about playing with leverage. So you have to remember they've had 10 OTA practices, a mini camp, two shells practices. It's the first time they've had pads on in a long time. So we talked to them about getting their, you know, eyes on their aiming point and playing with low pad level was really the number one thing that we stressed. And the second thing was playing with their elbows and their hands inside the framework. We don't want to, you know, what happens a lot in shells is guys, they don't have shoulder pads, so they get used to grabbing and reaching. And, you know, for the first time today, that was a point of emphasis from our standpoint.
Joe, can you talk about Earl Mitchell, what you've seen from him in the spring and now, and just the challenge of replacing a guy that was so talented like Paul Salino? Yeah.
He's got real good get off on the football, and I like the way he comes off the ball. He has outstanding motor. I like his pursuit to the football. You know, he's had some good pass rush plays here early in camp as well. I was down at the one-on-one pass rush for most of it. He did some good things down there. So I like the way he plays the game first and foremost. I think he plays it the right way. It's kind of a natural leverage player. We were just talking about leverage, and I think he kind of, due to his body type, he fits that mode well. He's strong. There's not a lot not to like about the guy. Practices hard. And so we'll see. I mean, we're like where he's done so far.
How many times are you going to be in pads during training camp after today?
That's a great question. I want to say, I could be, this is close. We're going to have 11 full padded practices. We're going to have 7 shells practices. We're going to have, I want to say, 3 uppers practices and then just a helmets practice. Now, that's 21. It's pretty close. I might be missing one here or there, but that's about what the plan is. So we want to, you know, we want to do a good job dispersing the amount of, you know, full pads and mixing the shells in there. This is an earlier time for a day off. Last year, we didn't give them a day off till after the 4th practice. But looking at the injury history that we had the last couple of years when we went 4 in a row and then a day off, we felt like this would hopefully give us a better chance to keep the players healthy. You know, you never know. We'll take a look at them. We'll see, analyze that. But that's why we're having the day off a day earlier.
Now, what have you thought about the linebackers over these 3 days since the change?
I like their play speed. I thought they've been doing some things downhill a little bit faster. You know, I think our coaches talk about getting off the spot and being decisive. Even some of the walkthroughs that we've seen, that the film and the walkthroughs. I think you guys go to the walkthroughs now, right? Are you there then? And we keep you at bay. We're doing all that secret stuff then. We can't be letting you guys in. No, but I think they're practicing faster. I think their play speed's a little bit better.
Yeah. Muscle. Is that basically just helping break tackles or
what? Well, that and the protection aspect of things. I want to say he weighed in at 221 or something like that. And he looks good. He looks stronger than he's ever been. And I don't think he's sacrificed any speed whatsoever. And he had a nice, well, I think the first play in the pressure period today, we'll have to look at it at tape. But, you know, the defense did a nice job opening up the middle. Our center turned one way, and Donnell kind of hit it up in there fast. And so he's athletic enough to get in front of guys, but at some point in time also in pass protection you have to anchor and you got to firm the middle of the pocket, and especially when those guys are, you know, so much in football, there's a lot of double-A stuff now, there's a lot of crisscross in the middle, and you got to have a back, you know, who can step up and take those guys on.
Coach, you have a first team, obviously, and a second team. You expect that can change, even though somebody has started the number ones here, that you expect there's going to be a lot of changes throughout preseason?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at some different combinations, and I think there's going to be excellent competition, and this is, you know, kind of step one. This is a kind of a transition from OTAs with nothing, from shells now to pads. We'll take a day off. We'll be back in pads when we reconvene on Tuesday. Excuse me, I got a bug here. And so, yeah, I think there's going to be excellent competition, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's some changes.
Joe, you talked about getting better decision-making but also faster decision-making from Ryan. Is it harder because he's learning a new offense? How does he get over that?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, one of the things that I think Bill and Kevin have done a great job of, Armando, is, for example, we have certain pass concepts. And so what happens is Bill scripts everything. They don't script together, but we noticed on two or three of our different pass concepts after the spring, we had only seen them against, let's say, quarters coverage. So what a quarterback needs to see is he needs to see a pass concept versus, you know, man-to-man coverage, you know, three deep zones, quarters, cloud coverage. So there is a little bit, you know, and there's some trick to it. And so Bill and Kevin have gotten together really before camp started and really done a good job of working together and saying, Bill saying to Kevin, hey, Kevin, this is the same play I'm running play four in period 12. Can you give me one high man? Can you give me a fire zone? And so that we can expose the quarterback. Not that the concepts are, you know, totally brand new. There's a lot of carryover in the pass game, but it's a valid point. It's helpful to speed up the decision-making process if they get reps against a multitude of coverages.
Joe, can you talk a little bit about the importance of re-signing Randy Starks? He's entering his sixth year as a starter for the Dolphins.
Sure.
And the impact it has to the defense.
You've been yelling at our players? I thought coaches are the ones who are supposed to sound hoarse. Huh? So, yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, Randy's really doing a good job. And I've noticed him, you know, you can see even down in the individual period, I popped down to a couple of the individual periods. I think he's taken a little more active role from a leadership standpoint. He's had some good production. You know, I was down at their one-on-one period down there. And he's having a very, very good camp. I think he's finishing plays a little bit better. I think he's had some presence in the pass game as well. So really pleased with what I see from him so far. It's early, but I like what I see.
All right, a couple more.
Billy Turner got a lot of work today, both with a couple different groups.
Sure.
What do you like out of what you're seeing out of him so far and his progress?
Definitely seen a lot of development from the OTAs, where, not surprisingly, because coming from, you know, North Dakota State, from left tackle, playing a new position, there's a learning curve. I think we all would acknowledge that. So I think he's far ahead of where he was in the OTAs, but there's still a lot of work to be done. He's an athlete. He has good movement skill. I think he's one that really needs to learn the concept of leverage, especially when you go inside. I think it becomes even more of a critical factor.
Joe, if you're
Well, when I interviewed for the job, I talked to Steve about building a team that could consistently compete for championships. We've made some progress in the 2 years, but we need to make more progress. We need to improve. I told him it should be a team that gets better week to week and year to year, and I expect us to do that this year.
Joe, you spoke to us in June about wanting to see growth from your backup tight ends. Among that group, Agnew, Lynch, et cetera, has anyone stood out? Deion Sims, obviously, and Kyle Miller as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think Deion, I think he had the most reps out of any tight end yesterday on tape, and see a lot of potential there. You know, you're always looking for a guy that, you know, the run game is something we want to really emphasize. We're looking for guys that can get movement at the point of attack, his body type and his ability lead us to believe that he can be one of those type of players. I think Mike Agnew and Arthur Lynch have been solid, and I think Gator Hoskins is a guy that really – shown that he's very bright. He picks, as you guys know, the tight end position is multiple. There's a lot of different job descriptions in that position. And Gator doesn't seem to be. He's got good poise. He understands. If you make a correction, he can adjust on the field. And Kyle Miller came up, yesterday with a couple nice catches, and he's a smart player as well.